Shiva's telling us to get going over here. Looks like we started recording already, so here goes. Okay. Where are we holding over here? We're holding on. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Okay? So it says Es Ha'aretz, and Hashem created the Aretz. Lamali, why do we need that? Why do we need the Es? To tell you, Lahakdim Shemaim La'aretz, to tell you that Shemaim came before the Aretz. La'aretz, Haisos Ovavol, Michti Shemaim Yiskil B'Reisha, the Shemaim was created first, Maish Nadakoch Hashem Maish Aretz. So now, why in this passage does it say Aretz first before Shemaim? Tanavish Moyel, Moshel Belach Mosel Vidal, said to his servant, Hishkim l'fischi, get up early to my door. Hishkim was the melech, and Motzen Noshim v'Noshim, and he found men and women. Who does he praise? L'misha ein dog l'ashkim v'hishkim, to the person who's slower and got up early. And also the Oretz over here is generally slower, and he got up first, so he praises the Oretz. Tanya. So now here we're talking about it's Lamata from the right. What's Lamata? Rabbi Yosi Omer, Oil Lahem Labrios. Woe is to the Brios, Shurais, Veinu Yodis Marais. That they see, but they don't know what they're seeing. Oim Dois, they're standing, Vein Yodis Almahem Ondois. And they don't know what they're standing on. Haaretz Alma Omedes. What does the ground stand on? Al Amudim, upon pillars. Shinema Hamargiz. The one who shakes Aretz Mimkoimah from its place, the Amudeha, and its columns, Yispalatzun, will tremble. So you see over there that the Aretz is on Amudim. Amudim, Alamayim, the Amudim are upon the Mayim. Shinema, Leroika, Aretz, Alamayim. The one who spread out the ground on the Mayim. So you see Mayim is underneath. Mayim, Alahorim. The Mayim is upon the Horim. Shinema, Al Horim Ya'amdu Mayim. Okay, you see the Mayim is standing upon the Horim. And the Horim is Beruach, is standing on the Ruach. Shenema, Kihine Yotze Horim. The one who creates Horim, let's talk about Shem, Uvore Ruach. And the Ruach, right, so you see, is the Horim is on the Ruach. Ruach is Besa'ara. The Ruach is supported by a the storm, Shinema Ruach, is that you read? The Ruach, Sa'ara Oysa Devaro. The storm does its thing, basically. So you see the Ruach is dependent upon the storm. Sa'ara, Tzuluya Bezuroya Shalakadosh Baruch. And the Sa'ara is supported by the arm of Hashem, or means the Gvura of Hashem. Shinema Umitachas Rois Oilom. And beneath everything, of the arms of the world, meaning Hashem's arms of the Gevura of Hashem, and from that point you're not allowed to darshan in that, or look into that. Okay, v'chachomim omrim al yud beis amudim omedes. The earth stands on 12 columns. Shinema yetz yatzev gevulois amim. He established the borders of the nations. L'mispar b'nei Yisrael, according to the number of the Shvatim of Bnei Yisrael, which is 12. The Asian room, another a third opinion. Al Shiva Amudim, there's 7 Amudim, 7 columns. Shinema Chotzva Amudeha, cleaved out its the columns, Shiva, the 7. And Rabbi Lezman, Shemu Omer, fourth sheet, Al Amud Echad. It's standing upon one column, Tzadik Shemu. It's called Tzadik Shinema, the Tzadik Yesoid Oilom. And the Tzadik is the foundation of the world. Okay, that was Lamata. Now we're going to know Lamala. Where can you like darshan up to or look into? So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Rekiin Hein. There are two heavens. Shneema Hein La Hashem Elokecha Hashemaim. One Shemaim, but Ushmei Hashemaim, the Shemaim of the Shemaim. So you see, there's two Shemaims. Reish Lachish Amar Shiva. There are 7 Shemaims. Ve'elu Hein. These are them. Vilon, one is a curtain. Rekia, 2 is a background. 3 is shechachim, is like grinding. 4 is a zvul, which is like some kind of a residence. Ma'oin is number five, is like another, is an abode, let's call it, right? Six is Machoin, is some kind of like storehouse. And seven is Aravois, is the plains. Okay, now we're going to explain them. So Vilon, the first one, is Einu Mishamesh Klum. It doesn't really do much. Ella Nichnas Shachris V'yusa Arvis, because they reveal the curtain, basically the drawing of the curtain in the morning. Yeah, it reveals the sun. Yeah, Mechadesh B'chol Yom Ma'is Debrashis. And this is basically the renewal of Ma'is Debrashis. Shenema Hanoite Keduk. Somebody who stretches out Keduk. Keduk means a thin thing. That's referring to the curtain. Shemayim. V'yim Techem, and he stretches them out. Ke'oil L'Shevis, like a tent in order to dwell in. Okay, that was Vilon. Now, Rekia, number two. Shaboy Choma Levona. Right, the sun and the moon, Kuchum and the stars, and Mazalos and the constellations, Kuvu'in, are fixed upon it. So it's like a background. Shnema, V'yitenoi Som, this is talking about creating the luminaries, Elokim Baruki HaShemayim, in the Rekia of the Shemayim. So you see that the luminaries are fixed in the Rekia. Three, Ishachokim, Shaboy, Rechayim, the millstones, Oim Dois, V'toichnos, and they grind Mon, for the man. Yeah, the manna, the tzaddikim, shenema v'yitzav shchokim. Shchokim is lashon grinding, mima'al, up above. V'dal se shemayim posach, and the doors of the heavens he opened. V'yam te'aleim, and it rained upon them. Man, le'achol, we're going. Okay, the fourth one is Zvul. Shaboy is Yerushalayim. Within Zvul is Yerushalayim, and Beis Mikdash. The Beis Mikdash, I suppose, is the upper one. And Mizbeach Bonri. And the Mizbeach built there, Michael, one of the Malachi Sharis, the Sar Hagadol, the chief Malachi, one of the Malachi Sharis, Oymed, he stands in Makrib Allah Kovan, he brings a Kovan each day. Shnema, Bono, Bonisi, base of all, Lacha, this is Shlomo speaking, I built you a base of all for Hashem, Machoin, the Shiltach, a place for you to dwell, Oylamim, for the heavenly base of Mikdash. Ask the Gemara, Minalam the Ikri Shemaim. How do we know that Zvul is called a Shemaim? Dechsev habet mishemaim, look from Shemaim, or A and C, mizvul, from Yud Zvul. We're on Yud Beis, Amud Beis in the middle, basically. There's where it starts to get wide, three lines down. On Zvul, on the fourth heaven. Okay. And we're saying that it means Zvul and Shemaim are synonymous. So I'm starting the beginning of the line, Habet. Okay, Habet to Mishemaim, look from Shemaim, or A Mizvul Kachecho, the Tifaltecho. So you see over there, Shemaim is synonymous with Zvul. Ma'oin, on the fifth heaven, Shaboy, in it, he saw the groups, Shal Malachi Sharis, Shaboy Moshir of Elilah, that they sing, praise Hashem, the Malachi Sharis, in the nighttime. And the silence of the day make voting shall Israel. Because the code of Yisrael, Hashem should be able to hear the Klal Yisrael praising Hashem. Shema, Yomam Yitzava Hashem Chasto. Hashem will command them to do Chesed in the daytime to be quiet, so you can hear Klal Yisrael. Of Laila, in the nighttime, Shira Imi, that the angels sing with Hashem. Now,
hey, one sec. How do you translate Zvul?
Zvul, we said before, we translated it, it's a residence.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, call the Holy Sikh, but Toira, Belaila, somebody who learns Torah in the nighttime, a Kodosh Boruchu, Moshech Alav Kutchel Chesed, he extends upon him a thread of Chesed with Yom in the daytime. Shnema, Yomam Yitzava Hashem Chastoin. Okay, basically Hashem will give him Chesed in the daytime. And my time, what is the reason? Yom Yitzav Hashem Chastoi, Hashem will give this chastoi in the daytime. Mishom, Ubalayla, Shira Imi. Because in the nighttime, he sung, basically, over he means the Torah, he learned Torah. So therefore, Hashem will give him chastoi in the daytime. The Ikeda Amre, there's another Amre Shalokish. Call Oisek, the Torah, but Oil Mazah, somebody who's involved in Torah in this world, should do Mila Laila, it's like the night, it's dark. Kodesh Baruch Moshe Chalav Kutchel Chesed Hashem draws upon him a thread of loving kindness La'olam Haba in the world to come. Shehu Doim L'Yom, that's Doim L'Yom. Shneema, so the same pasuk. Yomam Yitzavah Hashem Chastoi, in the daytime, which is Olam Haba, Hashem will give him Chesed. And what is the reason? Abalayla, because in the nighttime, Olam Hazeh, which is dark, Shira, that he had Torah imi with me. Amar Rabbi Levi, says Rabbi Levi, call a poisek, somebody who stops midivrei Torah from learning. Poisek midivrei sikh and start schmoozing. Ma'achilin, you feed him. Oisek ge'achali resamim. Coals of resamim are the very hot kind of coals. Shneamar, hakoitfim, the people who pluck miluach from the luach, maybe like luchois. Alei siach, upon siach schmoozing. V'shoresh, the roots resamim of this kind of tree which creates hot coals is a lachamam, is their food. Now back to our fifth shemayim. Umenalan the ikre shemayim. How do we know it's called shemayim? We're on ma'on over here. I lost which one we're talking about. Yeah, how do we know ma'on is called shemayim? Shneema hishkifa, look down mi ma'on, from your ma'on, which we translated before as an abode. Kodshcha, your holy abode. Min shemayim, from the shemayim. So you see that ma'on is a shemayim. Machoin, up to the sixth rakia. Machoin, shaboy, oitzu, shelig. The storehouses, the machsan of shelig, of snow, the oitzu is borrowed and hail, the elias, and there's attics of tololim, rotim, evil dews, the elias, agolim, basins of water, the chadra shel sufa, and it's the room of whirlwinds, sorrow and storms, a ma'ar shel kitor, a cave of bad vapors and smoke, the delsu, sehem, ish, and their doors are fire. Shnema, how do you know there's such a thing? It says, Yiftach Hashem lecha, Hashem will open for you, es oitzo, his storehouse, hatoiv, his good storehouse. It says, mashma, that there's a good storehouse, and there's also a bad storehouse. And the bad storehouse is mechoin, the sixth rikia. Yeah, ask the Gemara, is that true though? Hani, are those Burakia Isnahu? These things, Ha Ba'ara Isnahu, I'll bring you a kasha from Tehillim, that these things are on the land. Tichsiv, Hallelujah es Hashem min ha'aretz, it says in Tehillim, Hashem will praise you from the aretz, so these things are located on the aretz. Tininim, these are kind of animals, Chol Tehoimos, and the depths, Eish, here we go, say Eish, Bara, Shela, Gukito, Ruach, Sahara, Ois, the Borah. So these things are aforementioned things that we said were in Machoin, which is not true. It's actually on the Oret. So answers the Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rab. David, a Melech, because we asked Rachamim, v'horid in the Oret. And he brought them down to the Oret. Right, I suppose so they can't be as powerful if they're located over here. They're not, I don't have heavenly power. Amalifonobi said before him, Ribbono shel olam, lo keil chofetz resha atar. You don't want bad things. Lo yegurcha, shouldn't dwell with you. Ra. Okay, that was in the pasuk. Tzadik atar Hashem, you're a tzadik. Lo yegur migurcha ra. You shouldn't dwell with you. Bad things. You know, Hashem, it's not befitting that you should have a bad neighbor. Okay, six. Oh no, we're still on. We're still on mechoin. Minalan the ikri shemaim. How do we know mechoin is a shemaim? The chesiva ata tishma a shemaim. You should hear the heavens. Mechoin shivtacha. The mechoin of your shivtacha. So you see over there, it's synonymous with a shemaim. Arvas from the seventh heaven. Arvas shivoy tzedek. Over there, there's righteousness, mishpat, and justice, and stoker, and loving kindness. V'ginzei chayim. Storehouses of life, Ginze Shalom of peace, Ginze Baracha, also stresses a blessing, the Nishmason Shal Tzadikim, and the Neshamas of the Tzadikim, the Ruchois, and the Neshamois, Sha'osi, Lehibarois, that we're going to create in the future, I suppose, in this world, we've already created there. The Tal, Sha'osi, and the Du, that Hashem in the future, Kodesh Baruch, the Hachay, is going to bring them to do the Tchias amazing with it. Now we're going to prove these things over there with Hashem. Tzedek and Mishpat, righteousness and justice. Tzedek and Mishpat, Mechoin Kis Echa. That righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Okay, Tzedokah, Advent Tzedokah is there. Tchsiv, Milvash Tzedokah Kishirion. And he shall wear Tzedokah, okay, Kishirion, like armor. So it's Hashem's wearing it. So it's with Hashem. And Hashem's over there in the seventh heaven. Ginzei Chaim. What about Adonai the Ginzei Chaim? The Chesiv Ki Imcha, with you, Hashem, located with you, Makor Chaim, the source of life. The Ginzei Shalom, how do we know? The Chesiv V'Yikra Loi, and he called to him, in his place by Hashem, Hashem Shalom. So Shalom's with Hashem. The Ginzei Bracha, the storehouse of Bracha, the Chesiv Yisa Bracha Me'ez Hashem. He should lift up a Bracha from with, Me'ez, with Hashem. Nishmosh on self Tzadikim, how do we know? The Chassim, Vahaisa, Abigail speaking to David Melech, Vahaisa, Nefesh, Adoini, the soul of my master, Tzurura, should be bound with Tzurura Chaim, with the binding of life, which is Hashem, Es Hashem with Hashem, Elokecha, so you see over there, the David Melech is Nishama, should be with Hashem. Ruchos and Nishama, Shasid, Lehibarois, these, Ruachos and Neshamas that are going to be created in the future. So because there's a Ruach before me. So you see this Ruach before Hashem. Ya'atuv is enveloped, this Ruach before Hashem. And Neshamas on the Yosisi. So they're with Hashem, these Ruachos and Neshamas. Tal, Sha'asid, HaKadosh Baruch, Alachiyos, Bo'yimeisim. How about this Tal? Okay, the Chesiv, Geshem, there's rain, and Nidvois, generous, Tonif, Elohim, Hashem will wave upon that. Upon them. This is talking about when Hashem gave the Torah, and over there he brought them back to life. And Nachal Secha Vanilla Ato Penanto, and your portion was referring to Klal Yisrael. Well, Vanilla means was wary. Ato Penanto, you Penanto established it. So you see over there that Hashem has this do, and I suppose it's with him. Sham, and also we're adding on to the list now over there in Aravos. Sham, also there, the Oifonim, these angels, the Seraphim, and also the Seraphim of Chayza Kodesh, and Malach and Sharis, the Kisei Kavod, also the Kisei Kavod, and the Melech, Kel Chai, Rav, Menisa, Shurkin, Aleim, is dwelling upon them. Maybe it's above them, I don't know if it's always there, but it's around that area. Shinema, proving that Solo, here Solo means to exalt or to praise, the Roy Chayb's the one who rides, but Aravos, who's on his chariots in Arabois, the Kof, the Shem Shemoy, Hashem is over there. Now, ask the Gemara, the Minalon de Ikri Shemayim, how do we know that Arabois is called Shemayim? So, ask we got Gezer Shava, Rechiva, Rechiva. Says the Iksiva, it says over here, Soilu, the Roichev Arabois, pray, exalt the one who's riding in Arabois. Iksiva also, it says Roichev Shemayim. So, you see, Roichev is with the Shemayim, so we learn to the also Arabois is a Shemayim, but Ezrecho. Okay, v'choshech v'anon v'arafel makifinoi, so there's darkness and clouds and really thick darkness surrounding Hashem. Shinema, yashes, he should play choshech sisro, his concealment, concealing Hashem, sevivo yisav, around him, sukasoi, his shelter, choshkos mayim, dark waters, abi shechochim, and clouds of shechochim. Okay, so ask the Gemara, mi ika choshecha kamei shemaya, is the darkness in front of the in the heavens? Okay, he is the one who reveals the deep things and hidden things. He knows what's in the darkness. And there's light with him. Shari dwelling. So you see over there, it's all everything's clear and bright. Answer the Gemara. Lokasha. Habavati Gavai. This is in the inner chambers. It's all light. Habavati Barai. And the outer chambers, it's dark. Zell. So.